If you ever feel like you're doing everything right, or at least the best you can, yet your goals keep slipping out of your hands, I completely understand and hear you. For those in this situation and who are totally frustrated, please know that I stood exactly where you are and not that long ago. So please trust me when I say you can get over this hump, and maybe my musing today might just do the trick. One of my beautiful Real Manifesting Course students asked me a brilliant question, of which I'll rephrase for easy understanding for those who are not in the course. They said, "I have no patience for my current job and I'm really frustrated, but I'm focused and trying hard to manifest my dreams. I'm doing everything right and by the book to manifest. Why isn't anything happening?" This is such a good question and a very common situation for newbies and for those who are confused dream seekers trying to use the law of attraction to reach their dreams. I thought it's such a good question and so relevant to so many people that I felt my answer needed to be published publicly. So why hasn't anything manifested for them? Because each day, my hardworking yet highly frustrated student was wiping out all their positive manifesting momentum with their intense negative energy. My actual response to my student was, "So what you're saying is your dominant feeling is high intensity frustration, which is a result of lack of patience at work. Yet you also have high intensity desire, the goal for your business growth. And if that's right, you are effectively nulling out your overall dominant feeling, which is the positive one you need to manifest. Thus, it's not helping you move forward. So let's just say that your negative, high intensity emotion is a negative 10 on the scale, but your positive high intensity emotion is plus 10 on the scale. So when you put those two together, negative 10 plus positive 10, your overall energetic vibration is at zero. So that means your intense negative is counterbalancing your intense positive. So from my perspective, this means you should be focused on lowering the negative intensity because you already have the fuel behind the positive one by working to release your impatience and allowing things to happen naturally. As we know, frustration does little to help anything move forward. By working on improving your patience, your negative vibration will slowly move down the scale. It'll go to negative 9, then to negative 8, then maybe one day negative 5, and so on. And at that point, you start tipping the positive energetic vibration to the dominant channel that you're on. And the more dominant that positive vibration becomes, the easier it is to manifest what you're desiring. So that was my answer to my student. But what's interesting is when I personally realized this in my life, it made the entire difference in my own manifesting goals. Now, this doesn't mean that things are going to magically appear on your countertop, but then again, don't totally discount that possibility if you just pretend you're positive. You must practice stacking the positive in your favor for sure. You need to tease out every bit of gratitude you can for what you do have. Tip the scale in your favor. What you're doing then is getting onto the right channel so you can finally listen to the song you're looking for. I mean, you can't listen to a classical piece of music if you're tuned into the rock and roll station, right? So it might feel awkward at first to be grateful for things you already have, but when you start to change your perspective and shift your focus, it's incredible how quickly your goals find you. Now, for those who follow my teachings, you know that I'm a 100% honor your feelings type of mentor. I want to take a moment to say that we all have bad days and we have to deal with difficult situations, but we do not have to stay there for longer than necessary, especially because happiness, success, fulfillment, and joy do not reside in the same place that frustration, pity, martyrdom, and despair do. Now, don't disrespect the negative feelings when they arise. Honor them, but let them go when it's the right time, because you know deep down already that those emotions will not get you to where you want to go. So if your vision board is full and your affirmations are aplenty, but your dreams are still purely in your mind, then take a real hard look at how you really feel each day. You're most likely giving way too much energy to the wrong things and not enough real positive energy to the right ones. So at every opportunity, tweak that negative, be it major or minor, as best you can into a positive. And remember, you're not doing this to fake your life or fool anyone. If you take your dreams seriously, then it's high time you made a real effort from your core, from your energetic self and up. You are strategically doing this to tip the scales back in your favor, because in your favor is their natural setting. I hope this has been helpful for you, and not that you need it. Good luck.